Sacramento, California is another place where a local election featured a nationally known figure. To most of the country, Kevin Johnson was best known as an all-star point guard for the NBA's Phoenix Suns.
Ooh, in your face, Kevin Johnson!
In Sacramento, Johnson is now known as Mayor-elect. From member station KXJZ, Ben Adler reports.
Kevin Johnson is a Sacramento native. He's the founder of a nonprofit working in one of the city's poorest neighborhoods, and he's now Sacramento's first African-American mayor.
Thank you all for coming out tonight. We did it.
He knocked off a two-term incumbent by 15 points and linked himself to another historic black candidate.
Both Obama and myself, we ran on the promise and the theme of change. No more business as usual. Let's buck the status quo. A different kind of government.
Johnson's road to City Hall was hardly easy. That's because while most acknowledge he has good intentions and helped revitalize an inner city community, he often ends up angering people along the way. The best example is his project to rescue his own alma mater, Sacramento High School.
All right, for 50. The word distracted is derived from a Latin root meaning. So
in 2003, the local school district granted Johnson's Sacramento-based nonprofit, St. Hope, a charter to run Sac High. 5 years later, test scores and college acceptance rates are up.
That all comes from the leadership within St. Hope, starting with Kevin Johnson.
Rick Maya has been St. Hope's executive director for almost a year. He praises Johnson's confidence, focus, and dedication.
Kevin's one that clearly just leads from the front. He looks at opposition and finds a way to work through that through good communication. But at the end of the day, he's courageous.
But there's another side to the Sac High story, and to Kevin Johnson. The school's enrollment has dropped by half since St. Hope took over, and at least 80% of the staff Johnson brought with him grew frustrated and left.
He's a bully, and he pushes people around, and he gets what he wants, and he's never told no.
Allison Allaire is one of several former employees who say they couldn't work with Johnson. They use words like divisive, micromanage, and unprofessional.
It completely permeates the entire organization, this fear of if you speak up or you speak out, you will be fired. And there is no union, there's no recourse, there's nothing you can do. Shut up, keep working, and watch out.
Johnson and St. Hope are also under federal investigation for their potential misuse of public funds. Here in Sacramento, the mayoral campaign was nearly as riveting as the presidential race.
I'm going to give you a card if you have any questions. I need that vote, so here you go.
You probably won't get my vote.
All right, thank you.
Johnson was accused of just about everything, from sexual misconduct with a minor to not paying enough taxes. A little over a week before the election, he got a private after-hours tour of City Hall, prompting an official investigation. But Johnson ended up winning nearly 60% of the vote and said it was a greater accomplishment than anything he's done in the NBA.
Because this is about serving the community I'm from. This is about giving back. This is about the true spirit of being a public servant. This has been the most unbelievable experience in my life, hands down.
The halls of Sacramento High School hold signs that say, whatever it takes. It's how Johnson's lived his life, in the NBA, running a nonprofit, and on the campaign trail. Now, it'll likely be how he governs at City Hall. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.